Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you support Pete Rose's reinstatement? Does he deserve to be in the Hall of Fame? 410-583-1057. We all know that he violated rule number 21. Do not bet on baseball. He did that. He admitted in, 2001? I think it was 2001. That he ultimately did gamble on baseball. And he apologized.
But he said he never bet on or against his team, which is a complete lie, but I still give him the pass.
In fact, it was 2004. It was January 5th, 2004, that he admitted that he gambled on baseball. He said, the quote was, "My prison wasn't bars." And I'm with you. Jeremy, would you say Pete Rose was a degenerate?
Yep.
So if you are a degenerate, do you have boundaries on when you don't gamble?
Me or any other degenerate? Like, no. I mean, because you're going, like, when he initially said, as a fellow degenerate and gambler, I didn't bet on my own team and I didn't bet. Yeah, you did. Come on, man. We're all, when you're a degenerate, you're looking for an edge. And when you think you have one,
you're a manager.
Yeah. You can affect it any way you want. Like, and it doesn't even have to cause a win or a loss. He could have bet a total. He could have, you know, anything. He could have bet the one team plus 1.5, minus 1.5. And now he's putting in his best players.
Yep.
That, you know what I mean? Like, it's,
I want to see if there's a pitcher, a relief pitcher that pitched a ridiculous amount of outings, and that guy was good, because
but
I have the under.
I knew right, as soon right, as he skip, said it, he was.
That means
lying.
You're pitching. I have the under.
But again, we go back to it. Whether you're a drug addict, you know, you're an alcoholic, sex addict, whatever. Let's say you had issues with minorities like Ty Cobb beating up people with no Car hands thief. In the stands. I mean, all the things. Whether you're using steroids. If we want to go back to greenies and the different things guys were using in the 60s and 70s and all that, speed and all that, like, you look at everything. It doesn't have to change how we perceive it. We know what he did on the baseball field. And again, people are acting like they're just going to forget it. If I bring up O.J. Simpson, he's in the NFL Hall of Fame. What's the first thing you say? Guy killed his wife. We don't forget it.
Acquit,
you know?
Acquit it.
Eh, whatever.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
410-583-1057 is the number. Does anybody remember the Pete Rose statutory rape allegations? Because some have brought that back up.
I know. I remember when that happened. I don't know what I don't remember the fallout from it.
Yeah, he allegedly had sexual relationship with a woman in Cincinnati, say woman, before she turned 16. And the reason 16 is significant because that's the age of consent in Ohio. Mm-hmm. He was in his 30s at the time. He was asked about it from a female reporter of the Philadelphia Inquirer back in 2022, and his response was, "It was 55 years ago, babe." Yeah, babe. He also went on and says, "Who cares? Who cares?" I added the "yeah, babe." He also added, "Who cares about what happened 50 years ago? You weren't even born, so you shouldn't be talking about it because you weren't born. If you don't know a damn thing about it, don't talk about it." That was his response when asked about it. Mm.
Yeah. This is an interesting.
He's not a good guy.
He's the most tone deaf person ever. That's what he is. Like everybody. I remember when, what was this guy's name? That asked him about him on ESPN.
Oh, was it McCarthy?
Jim Gray.
Oh, Jim Gray.
Jim Gray. Jim Gray had an interview with him on the field interview. I think they were celebrating MasterCard All Century Team, perhaps, maybe. And he said,
"You want to talk? All Star break, right?
Was it the All-Star?"
I think they introduced him and then had the All-Star game. Or they,
I thought it was playoffs. Because
you might be
someone
right.
from the Yankees that next day said he wasn't talking to Jim Gray because of how he treated Pete Rose.
And was that it guy, Jeter?
No, somebody from Ohio. Oh, it may have been Jim Leritz.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, it may have been Jim Leritz, who's from Ohio, I believe.
Yeah.
Said, we're not talking to you because of how you treated Pete Rose.
And that was a terrible ambush job. I watched that live. It's like, whoa, man. Talk about just totally inappropriate. Not the place. Not what we're talking about here.
Yep, Jim Leritz. He's from Cincinnati.
Yeah. I tell you, this is interesting what Manfred did, though. Because what he did was, just so people know, he didn't just lift a band from Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson. There's like a bunch of players.
Yeah, all deceased.
All deceased.
16.
Said they can't harm the game any further. And when you read further into this stuff, some of these guys really got screwed. Like, you know, Shoeless Joe Jackson during that series, it was never proven he took any money.
He hit over 400, didn't he?
375.
Okay.
In the World Series. Yeah. And there was another player who hit 3-something, he knew about the plot, but didn't turn his players in and stuff. So these guys were banned for life.
I think it was the third baseman. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, it's just, so a lot of these guys were like, wow.
He was a Jewish cowboy. Bucky Goldstein.
No.
That's what it was.
No. Let me tell you some funny name. Chick Gandol, Swede Risberg, Buck Weaver, Lefty Williams.
Did Lefty throw left-handed?
Here we go. Williams coming up to the plate.
I don't know if you guys ever saw the movie 8 Men Out, which is about he was portrayed kind of like as the guy that sealed the deal, remember? Mm-hmm. And his manager went out and said, that didn't take long.
Yeah.
He gave it up quickly.
And my favorite, Happy Felch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Happy. Felch. Happy Chick. Swede.
Well, you remember who played Shoeless Joe Jackson in 8 Men Out?
Oh, man, I do.
John Cusack.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Yes. Well, did he play Shoeless Joe? I thought he played the third baseman.
I thought he was Shoeless Joe. Am I wrong?
I thought he played the third baseman. 410-583-1057. That's the number. But on his Big Bad Morning Show.
Man,
on the fan.
Piss me off if I'm wrong about this.
We want to hear from you folks. Your thoughts on Pete Rose. Do you support Pete Rose reinstatement? It's not only Pete
God
Rose.
Bless it.
It's the third baseman, isn't it?
Buck Weaver.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I didn't think it was Shoeless Joe.
Shut up, Rob. I'm not going to recover from this one. Who the hell played Shoeless Joe?
It was another actor who was kind of big
D.B.
for a while.
Sweeney's dumbass. Yeah. Screw you, D.B. D.B. Who goes by those initials? Jackass. Buck.
Let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. What's up? What's up, Ryan?
Dopey.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
So with the whole Pete Rose thing, I think, so I support it, but it's kind of a double-edged sword because I think I support the player of Pete Rose getting into the Hall of Fame, but not the manager. But the thing that I'm worried about is the precedence it's going to set, especially for guys during the steroid era. And I guess that's kind of where it's the double-edged sword, where I support guys like Shoeless Joe and Pete Rose, but I don't support Barry Bonds or Mark McGwire, Alex Rodriguez getting green.
Why? Why?
Well, and that's kind of where it's
great.
It's kind of weird for me. It's just more of a personal thing.
Why did they want Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame? What's the reason? Not just for gambling, but what does gambling do?
It affects the game.
It influences the game. What does steroids do?
It influences the game.
Same thing. Two different offenses, same result. So, and I'm not saying you're wrong about how you feel. I'm not saying you're wrong about how you feel. By no stretch of the imagination, not challenging you on that. I'm just saying, personally, this is good for me because I'm hoping it opens the door to the steroid guys.
The worst offense.
When were they proven of steroid users?
They were never proven. It was never proven, but we all found out afterwards with the Balco scandal and their owner coming out with the documentary and alluding to stuff. We all knew what was going on.
Right.
But like, Rob, with that point, I still think that, this is a gambler saying this, the gambling side is worse than what the steroid guys are doing. You still have to hit that baseball. You still have to hit it. Pete Rose is just going to go, man, this guy's sick. Let me put him in.
It's worse than that because with the steroid, you're trying to improve your game, which would improve your team. With gambling, the implication is you're going to do something to throw a game. I mean, if you're gambling,
you think steroids
are
trying to win.
Yes.
You're trying to win.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.